in a way, it is funny that we start the four practice principles with caught in self-centered dream. Caught in self-centered dream, only suffering. Truly, as I noted earlier in this session, where we can start is all beings are the wisdom and perfection, or the wisdom and virtue of the Tathagata, the thus come. That's where, who, what we always are. That's exactly our life. And yet, very few of us beings, all the beings, live our life that way, appreciate our life that way, sense that that is our life. Instead, unfortunately, we run around caught in our self-centered dream, meaning that we see this life that we are through that lens, and therefore in many ways make trouble for ourselves, for others, and that trouble seems accurate. And of course, that's part of the sutra as well that I cited. The Buddha says, because of delusions and attachment, they suffer. They miss it. We miss what we truly are. Not that we lack what we truly are. We just miss it. We just miss it because we are so sure of this self-centered story reaction, this self-centered holding to thoughts, feelings, which seem to arise naturally as the truth. Seeming to arise that way, we live out of them, and use them, try to use them, do use them, get entangled in them in order to live our life, to justify what we want to do and what we don't want to do, to manifest greed, anger, and all the variations of that. In the midst of this wisdom, compassion, wisdom, virtue that all beings are, which is why in one way our life is very easy, and in one way our life is immensely difficult. Easy because every time, every moment, who we truly are, if I use the word our true nature, is encountering this moment life, this moment world. If I use the word this phenomenal world of arising, passing, and there's no problem because they're perfect. They fit perfectly with each other. The wisdom reflects this life. This wisdom that we are reflects this. And yet, because of the seeming naturalness of this cause and effect that we call self-centeredness, that we call me, not me, thinking, feeling, believing, knowing, all the other ways us humans function, us beings function, not just humans. I shouldn't say just humans, because all sorts of beings suffer in all sorts of ways. And all sorts of beings, of which we are one, we particularly, you, I, and everyone you encounter on the left and on the right and all around you, are, I might say, driven by this perspective, stronger, weaker, different in each of us, as if it's natural to follow this, and then we suffer. We become angry, burn up with anger, act out anger, are acted out with greed and anger. And we suffer. This is what yesterday, the day before yesterday, the case I brought up is talking about. This is what our practice and our teachers are always talking about. Not because they need to convince us, but to encourage us to, for ourself, sense, become familiar with this habit of self-centered feelings, thoughts, emotions, all the other manifestations of what we hold on to and act out and believe is the basis of life and is how I'll get what I need. And unfortunately, just the opposite of getting us what we need, it gets us all sorts of other problems. There is no generality. It's always these specifics of how we manifest this, which is why our practice is always in the specifics of how we manifest. All the more so, of course, all the dreams that we drag along, which is what Nansen was yesterday talking about. The dreams of what this phenomenal world is, as if it's something separate from us. This reality is who, what we are this moment, and yet this reality is always changing, arising, passing. And we make trouble with that because I want, I don't want, I like, I don't like. Some of you might remember Dogen Zenji saying, to carry the self forward and encounter myriad dharmas, meaning the whole universe, is delusion. That's exactly what we're talking about. And yet, the myriad dharmas coming forth, and experiencing self, ourself, our life as the myriad dharmas universe right here, is awakening, is this wisdom, compassion that we are, that the Buddha is, that he and all the teachers, all the teachers in the various forms, males, females, human, not human, are offering us to enable us to see, to be who and what we are. But we resist. Not because we want to resist, but because we are so ingrained in our believing this self-centered functioning that we call human. Even though the self itself is a dream, the self is just continuously changing and never lasts. Of course, from the point of view of self, the whole universe is just self, just one self. So, the whole universe and this flower is just one self. And yet, from the point of view of the flower, there's absolutely nothing. Only flower extending in the myriad directions of the universe. My teacher, Maizumi Roshi, used to encourage people. He says, appreciate your life. Appreciate your life. That's be this intimacy of your life this moment. So, if we say it another way, to quote Dogen, forgetting self, we are awakened by the 10,000 dharmas, meaning this life that manifests right now. But of course, Joko also reminds us that we have to be willing, more than willing, courageous enough to rest on this icy couch moment. Icy is only from the point of view of I want, I don't want, I should, I shouldn't, and all the other self-centered perspectives that drive us. You know, it's the intimacy of being this, if we want to say this, meeting this self nature in the of the universe, meeting right here, right now, as our life, as your life, as your life, as my life, as our life. That's what our practice is. That's why it's so simple, as sitting, as experiencing sitting, walking, eating, talking, and every other facet of this jewel that we can say is being one with, being one as this moment. This is the reality of the whole universe coming together. Not holding to the discriminations of like and dislike. And that means sometimes going through the thicket, if I say it that way, of ongoing arising self-centeredness if we say it over and over, being willing to encounter what's hard to bear, physical, emotionally, self-centeredness that's driven and manifests. We don't have to figure out why or from where or how cause and effect does this, and yet it does. And yet, that's where we step forward. All are same and all are different. It's all one, and yet each is completely separate moment. That's why Dogen talks about encountering myriad dharmas in all directions, in all realms, in all times. And yet, it's all in the midst of this wisdom, compassion that we call who and what we are, which is just the whole universe as this moment. The whole universe as this moment. Experiencing isn't something that we think about, much less something limited to our thoughts and feelings that we are, quote, aware of. It is what we are aware of, and yet not limited to that. It is, so Dogen uses an expression, body, mind, fallen away. Then the next step is fallen away, body, mind. So, how do we quote the Buddha as a baby expressing it above the heavens, below the heavens? I alone, world on it. But that's not the Buddha saying it to differentiate it from you or your neighbor or anyone else. That's our opportunity of, if you want to say, filling the whole universe as self, which is self. But that's also the whole universe flower manifesting. No self, no other, just the whole universe flower. So, all sorts of expressions used in the Buddhist tradition to encourage us to see this for ourselves, sometimes on one side, sometimes on the other, depending upon where it is. But don't think this has something to do with just people who say they're Buddhist or has something to do with Buddhist practice. This is every being you encounter. I keep saying that. Every being. And beings are yet nevertheless, sometimes we beings are so entangled, so confused, so overtaken by internal, external, driven self-centeredness. Of course, self-centeredness means other-centeredness as well. Self-centeredness means greed and anger and confusions about what's needed for what and so forth. That we just bang on ourselves and bang on each other. That's why practice is called for. Nevertheless, as we practice, we discover it's snow piled in a silver bowl. We're not doing something extra, but we're entering where, who we always are. So you can say, being just this moment. This is compassionate towards ourselves and compassionate towards others. This is allowing the self manifestation to be forgotten. And we often refuse. We insist on it. Now, I don't mean consciously. Please know, we're not talking about just things that are conscious or that I do. Already that's a dream. And then we add on the dream I want and I don't want. It seems so natural to us, and yet it is so simple if we're willing, if we have the strength and the tolerance and the fortitude and the patience to see every time it arises and in a sense to discard it, or I shouldn't even say discard it, just cease holding it because this moment of it is gone. As soon as we try to grab it, it's gone. Or you could say moment after moment, it fades away and disappears. But of course it reasserts itself and we say it's all the same, it all continues. I want, I don't want, he should, I should, mine, mine, not mine. When we appreciate our life, we don't appreciate my life, and yet we do appreciate mine. When being just this moment is this body mind, this body breath, this body room, this body space, this body senses, and yet, if we hold on to self thoughts, self beliefs, then because it seems natural, because we've been doing it for so long, because every time we're with others we do it and they seem to do it, then we make trouble. If I use the expression, this many-faceted jewel is who we are. It's this whole life universe that we are. And yet, there are many facets to it. Our job is to realize who, what our life always is. And in this world, so-called, phenomenal world, so-called, manifesting this, realizing it, manifesting it, manifesting it, realizing it, tasting it, being it. Shouldn't even say it, this, being this that we are. So that's always our practice. Always in practice. That's why, as I said yesterday, Joko says, you're okay. It's all okay. it's all okay. So, be this okay that you are. Thank you.